listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is John Friend from TheRealistReport.com, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, hello everybody. Today is 6619. I'm here on the live stream on the drive home, afternoon commute with Jelly-Benoit. Hello, Jelly.
Hello, yes, Benoit is my real name. I have decided to stop hiding behind an avatar. Not that I don't respect people that do it, because everyone has a different method of doing things. But as I have been accused of being a shill and faking my own accent today, I decided to be more forward and give up my real name and birth date and everything. So if everyone wants to say that I am a shill or not, who I am pretending to be, it's easy to find out. My real name is on display and...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Rick from Port Macquarie. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Rick, of the fartpodcast.com. And yeah, okay, Jelly, that's not required, not necessary. No one has to ID anybody here, but if that's what you would like, if it makes you feel more authentic, then go for it, man.
Yes, because everything I ever said on this place is mine. It's my personality. It's who I am. I have nothing to hide. And yeah, I always like the type of people like Marcus Allen that use a real name, and that's some things I always admired. And to be honest, it was always the goal to one day reveal my inner ear, but I just did it faster because I think that it was a good way to cut out the debate. Is Gary a shill or not even speaking French in the end?
Well, if you're faking your French, it's the best fake I've ever heard. So your accent is so thick, I don't know how the hell you'd fake that. But that's fine if that's what you wanted to do. I don't recommend it, but yeah, I don't mind. I don't say anything really too controversial, but I have people in my family that don't really want to be associated with me and my views, so for me, it's just a question of protecting them more than me, but I don't really have anything specifically to hide that I can think of right now. And I've revealed enough that anyone can figure out who I am that hears me in the Toronto area, but I'm not too worried. I'm not worried about the intelligence agencies the main perpetrators, in my opinion, of the whole thing. What are they going to do? I've done nothing wrong. And no one on this channel says anything really wrong at all that I can think of. So I think we're all right. You shouldn't get into trouble for speaking the truth.
Yes, and also the fact is that I am just an humble dishwasher, you know. I am not a political person. I don't own a public position. I don't have
a
group of people that... Yes, I am. I work in the kitchen, but these days I am mostly a dishwasher.
Are you an automatic dishwasher or a manual dishwasher?
If only I got an automatic one. No, there is a machine that do most of the job, but there is always some dust to scrub.
I'll reveal for the first time that when I was 16, I worked as a dishwasher in an ice cream / family restaurant. And I know exactly what you go through. It's one of the absolute worst jobs in a restaurant. There's just no way around it. So I have respect for you and the shitty job that you have to go through.
Yes, but it's not a problem. I did worse thing, and like I said, in the end, I don't fear that revealing my identity will backfire or anything. I am a simple person. I am kind of a loner. I don't have a big circle of people around me. So, and like I said, what I see in Fakeologist is myself. I will speak the same way with anyone in front of me. And I think that it was more, at least for me, straightforward to say my real name. And
I don't mind your real name. I don't think you should have given your birthday, because that sort of can be used for forging identification, but just in case I forget, July, whatever it is, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. It was a month before. But the thing is that even if someone were to forge my identity, I am so much in debt that they could not do anything about it.
Yes, you wish they would take your identity and take the debt with it, right?
Yes. And if someone were to forge my identity and find a way to find a financial organism that is willing to lend them money, I'd be more than happy to know which one, you know?
Well, even now that we're talking about money, I heard you talk on another audio chat about that pay transfer system, and you said it was anonymous, and that got my interest because I know you were telling me about it, and I ignored it because I didn't really want another payment system, but because you said it's anonymous, I wouldn't mind looking into it now because I think that's a good feature of any payment system. So what was it called again? PayTM or PayTransfer?
PaySafe. It's a PaySafe. It's just a card that you buy on a shop, and it's like a PIN number that can allow you to spend the amount that is on the card on whatever site you want. And they don't ask an ID for you to buy it. It's pretty easy. People use them mostly for online poker.
Okay. But how do you send the money? Because how would I receive the money if you send it to me, for instance?
The sender just got to send you the PIN number, the number that is written on the paper that they give him. And with that number, you can do purchase on the internet.
Yeah, but how would you send it just to an individual? I'm not a store or anything like that.
No, you don't need to be a store. You can use it for whatever you want on the internet. It's just that you have the PIN number, and this PIN number is representing that amount of money for PaySafe.
Oh, so I would have to use PaySafe to buy something.
Yes, exactly. You just had to or transfer the money. I think that even that is possible. I am not sure, but I know that you can use them in almost every internet store.
I never heard of it, and I've been on the internet a while, so I don't know who takes it. I don't know who takes
maybe
it.
It's mostly an, maybe it's mostly an European thing, but
Europe,
I don't think so. I did came across it because a few friends of mine used to spend stupid money on those cards to buy credits on a poker site.
Well, because I don't really understand it, why don't, if you want, if you really had to send me money, and you really shouldn't, you said you're broke, but if you could send me just 2 cents, I want to see if this French system Libra works. And if they take PaySafe, then you could use the money, put in the Libra account, and send me 2 cents. Because they said they'll process as low as 2 cents, so I'm curious about it. I use it to send a few dollars here and there. But it's called Libra. It's there's a button for it on Fakeologist.com under the PayPal button. And see if you can use that just for fun. That would be interesting.
Libra, you said. Libra is a mobile operator there, so maybe I could do it via...
No, it's a payment system. No, it's a pay system. I don't think it's... No, it's... Go look on the main website, fakeologist.com. You'll see it. You see the button.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So yes, PaySafe is a good way to send money to someone if you don't want your identity to be revealed, or even if you want to do it fast without any added tax or something like that.
Yeah, well, I definitely do not want someone who has no money and is a dishwasher to send money to Fakeologists. We definitely do not. You need the money way more than anyone on our site does. So yeah, just keep it. But you could send 2 cents just for a test to see if it works. That would be funny.
I will try that. I will try that. As soon as I found... Yes, the centime, it's not that much, that's clear. And that is one of the reasons that make me think that the whole money scarcity is a hoax, because there is so many people that hold on to a lot of cash, and I don't even mention the change that are lose every day. So I think that there is no scarcity of money in reality.
No, they can just print the money.
Yes, I am totally sure of that, because... yeah, there is so much money that is lost. Me, myself, I lost so much cash in my life, and I am not sure that someone ever picked it up. So I think that money scarcity is a totally fake thing.
Yeah. So you talked to Unreal, you said. You got a hold of him through the Discord?
Yes, I just sent him a direct message, because at first I wanted to take it on the live stream and address what he was saying, but... I get to my sense, and I saw that it was more civil to write him directly and ask him what made him think that my accent was fake.
Oh, he said that? I didn't even know he actually told... I thought you were talking about that other guy, QOR.
No, QOR seems to have totally forget about me, but Unreal posted something where he said that no one in French-speaking world was having an accent as thick as me and those kind of things. So I just wanted to make it clear with him that I am who I'm pretending to be, and my identity is not hidden on Fakeologist Discord. So you can call many people of being chill, but not the only guy that puts his real picture and his real name on the place.
Let's be fair. You are a shill for Fakeologist.com. There's nothing wrong with that
totally.
At all.
Totally.
There's nothing wrong
totally.
With that.
Yes, I've said it before. I am all in on this thing, to be honest. That is not my main focus in life, but that is something I really take a lot of my personal time to think about. And, I try to keep the place alive. So I take any criticism of the quality of my audio, because, of course, there is always a betterment to be found. But to just blindly say that I am a shit and saying that my accent is fake is just ridiculous. I had to address that.
No. Well, listen, like I said before, every now and then, over the years, someone like you comes along and does a lot of audios. It's obvious that most of the people that come along are amateurs, but I do notice as time goes by, everyone tends to get a little better, a little more confident, a little more organized, and I think for a third or fourth language or whatever English is to you, you do very, very well. You're very good, and you can carry a conversation perfectly with anyone else in English, which is, of course, what we need here, because I don't speak any other languages properly, so... Yeah, I think you do a great job. And people like you are very rare that have the idea and the Fakeology mindset and can do an audio and have the time to do it. Even I don't have the time to do it like you. So, you can give yourself a pat on the back that you're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you very much. And also, I did listen to many of my first audio, and I noticed that I wanted to say as many words as possible, as fast as possible. So that's something I also had to work on, kind of.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any time limits here. The audio can go on forever. And
yes.
I'm sure if you did an audio in French, your audio would probably be magnifique if you were doing it in French. And I'm sure it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. But I will try to improve the quality, of course, and I take any criticism in a good way, because of course it's great. Of course, English is not my first language, but I'm trying.
Did you speak to Unreal in French? Did you speak to Unreal in French?
Yes, but well, only in text. And to be honest, I think it was mostly just because he wanted to be sure that I was speaking French.
Well, how good is his French? Because French is not his first language.
To be honest, in writing, it's really great.
How is his speaking in French?
I don't know. I did not have the chance to speak with him yet. I did try to summon him on audio, but we had the chance to talk on writing before, so.
Oh, you wrote. Okay. Yeah, he's a very good writer. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes. And I will check a bit of his research, because I have absolutely nothing against the guy. I have absolutely nothing ever against anyone, even questioning our reality. I really like the guy. It's just that I need, and that's myself, that's who I am. I need to clear any misunderstanding, you know. I just want things to be clear and lose as little time as possible on those Shield accusations and all those things.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rollo said it the best. He said the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Love and hate are the same thing. Yes. They're just two different sides of the same coin. So anyone who spends as much time, like, questioning or unreal, these guys are real super fans of Fakeologists. Because nobody would spend the time to analyze and write posts if they were not interested in bettering the whole message of Fakeologists. So, in a way, I'm grateful to them because they help focus the interest both ways. I don't take it too personally if they're slamming me all the time because they're more interested in correcting me than I am on correcting myself. So how could I be mad at that?
Yes. Yes, and everything I say about this guy is out of love in the end. I'm really flattered that someone will take the time to listen to me and analyze what I am saying.
Yes, 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 there's no doubt. It'd be better if they came on the audio. Be more. That's a Danger Russ. Danger Russ?
That's me. Would you say that the central message of Fakeologists is love and hate are the same thing?
Oh, yes, that is our message. We want to spread it far and wide.
Oh, shit. Hello.
How are the love bugs in Florida? Oh, did you get rid of them yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen them as bad today, you know, or this week they haven't been as bad, but the last few weeks they've been sick, man. Like, I'm a painter, so I'm outside painting, and these things are, like, in my fucking mouth, my mouth, my nose, and they're just everywhere.
Oh. Have you painted any into a wall?
You try not to, but it's happened.
You're not killing love bugs with your paint, I hope.
I just paint, I don't know if I'm not a spiritual love bug murderer.
But yeah, but if a love bug jumps in front of the roller, you're not stopping.
Not if I can't.
No, you don't have time to stop for every love bug that comes across your roller or your paintbrush.
Things have got to get done, you know. The world doesn't build itself.
No. If you're driving along in Florida and you turn on your wipers, do you just smear the love bug guts all over the place? Is it that bad?
It was so bad in Disney World when we went 2 weeks ago, I think, 17th, or the 14th. It was so bad, like, in the parking lot, you could see the fronts of several of the vehicles are just coated, like, with this. It looks like somebody attacked it with a paintball gun of gray.
Wow.
It's just love bug guts all over the front of these things.
What color are love bug guts?
It's like grayish when they're all...
Oh, gray guts. Not even a pretty color, huh?
That's sad. My son's very careful, you know, not to step on them or, you know, not to disturb them. So we try to be gentle.
Wow, so if you walk around with your mouth open, you're sure to get some insect protein.
Oh, God, okay. I got my mouth open all the freaking time, so yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you caught yourself there. Way to censor.
I'm trying to be better.
Way to censor for the children.
That's right. My son will be like, my son is like, shit, we forgot to say the prayer.
Okay. I see you actually left a comment on Questioning Our Realities blog. Yeah, you're feeding the troll. Is that a wise move?
I don't know. He's a seeker, right? So I don't know. I just thought I'd treat him like a normal human, and that would probably, you know.
I'd throw him off.
No, I'm not trying to. Just probably.
The guy's name is Shane, and I'll admit, I thought for sure it was Marcus. Now that Unreal tells me that the voice morphing software is really good, I'm still not convinced it's not Marcus. But I know Marcus interacts with him in public. But anyway, it's the 20-minute mark.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation.
That's cheap.
Thank you for
your
support.
Not even worth the processing fee.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
That's the worst thing ever in my life.
I know, he was in a bar. A technical note, that last part with the beeping and the bumper there, where their station identification, that's not supposed to be there. I can't figure out how to take that out because the software I'm using puts it in on its own. I haven't had a chance to try and fix that. So, but that extended bumper is only supposed to be the money part, not the "This is Fakeologist Radio." So if anyone wonders why that runs 3 times an hour, it should not. I just haven't had a chance. So Bella said, if you know how to fix that software, please let me know.
Ab only wants the money part. He repeats.
I only want the money part, yeah.
That $1.19.
Hey, listen, if 1,000 people gave the money, it goes a long way, and I thank everyone. There's a few people that do it, and I appreciate it.
Well, the question around reality says you said you get paid per audio by the government, so, you know, you got to be paid like $15,000 per audio, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You get what you pay for, and honestly, they're not worth that much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay much. You know, like I throw a donation here and there to different places. I give probably too much to the No Agenda show, but I get a lot out of the show, technical and otherwise. So, as a matter of fact, he switched to Windows, so there might be some software maybe I'll use one day if he talks about it. But I believe in the model. You can't contribute like you guys do on the audio. There's some people that prefer to remain quiet, prefer not to type, and they want to throw some dough. They want to give something, and nothing better than cash, just like George Bush said. Just send your cash. Keep your blankets and your water. Just send cash.
Money. That's all that matters.
Keep your blankets. Keep your blankets in your bedroom.
Yeah, and also, it's a direct way to help. When I was 20, I steal the CD of a French rapper, and the CD was so good that I find a way to send him some money without paying the records company, you know?
That's very nice. You know, Original, you like deadpan dry humor. Do you think that George Bush was one of the best at deadpan dry humor, or do you think he was funny by accident?
It's hard to say. The best ones, it's hard to know, right? So, at the time, I didn't quite get it, you know. So, but in retrospect, it's pretty. If it's on purpose, it's high level, you know. He's like comedian genius.
Yeah, like there, I didn't put the clip in. Tryptamine, if you're listening, I put a few new clips in for George Bush. You can just check them by sorting it by date there, but I love it when he's talking about the terrorists, and then he says, "Now watch this golf shot."
Yes. Yes, that is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Jairus, if you want to play it, I can't do it. I'm driving right now. But if you want to play it,
yes,
that's a good one. That just shows the guy's level. You know, he knows he's got to say his lines, but he's more interested in playing golf, I think. That's a real cool cucumber that...
What do you mean you think? You think he's more interested. Clearly more interested in playing golf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, but also the fact is that he was pretty clear on the fact that he was... governing nothing, you know, he did not try to hide the fact that he did not know anything about much. It's not like Obama that wanted to be omnipotent. George Bush was just happy being on the sideline saying stupid things, you know?
He's like, yo, Blair!
Yeah, like, I'm not sure he had the ambition for the job like his father did. His father really wanted to be president really badly. But he didn't have the charisma, but he got in anyway. But it almost seems like when it's a son of a successful person, they never can have the same drive. They can't, because they've had everything given to them for their whole lives. So, yeah, he's given the presidency, and you can tell he was okay at it, but I don't think he really wanted to be president. I don't think it was his biggest. It was a job, J-O-B to him.
Like playing golf and getting drunk like everybody else.
Yeah. They couldn't have found a more low-key guy to preside over 9/11 than George Bush, really. He wasn't really that excitable.
He didn't have his fake tears, like Obama has his fake tears, you know?
Yeah.
GW was like a little bit more of a, you know, man who wasn't going to do any of that.
Did you find that clip, Jarrus?
I will try to play it now.
All right. Hey, always do a search, eh? Do a search first. Don't go to play right away. If you do a search, then you can select it. If you go to a play, then you're gonna get the first video that comes up, and it may not be what you want. But chances are it will be. What's the temperature down there, Original?
Today it was I was working indoor, actually, in a house with no freaking air conditioning and a brand new construction.
Oh.
So it's I've been here for a few days. It's miserable. It's so damn hot. It's 81 right now. The high was 91 today. So.
Oh, but without air conditioning, it must be brutal.
It's like being in a swimming pool. It's so.
How can you not have air conditioning in Florida?
Well, the house has just been it hasn't had its electric put in yet either.
So, oh, okay.
It's just brand new. So, it's,
okay.
Yep.
Oh, that explains it.
Yep.
That means it might not have any windows either.
No, it has windows, man. They don't, no, the windows are in, but they don't.
They don't open?
No, they do, but God, you know, that you need a breeze or something to get the airflow going, and it's just not the, ideal place for that. It just gets so hot, you know, humidity working anywhere and painting especially raises the humidity in whatever, you know, closed environment you're in by a huge factor. So you just, and once you start sweating.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I did a miss.
Oh, did you? Every time I think I want to go to Florida and live there, I remind myself that 9 months of the year, it's unbearable.
Unbearable, dude. It's not fun. Like, my wife's from here, so like she handles it better than I do. But man, it's like so hot that you don't even want to be outside. You can't be outside. It's so damn hot. The sun like burns your skin, like physically, you know, burning you while it's exposed to the sun outside. If you're out there for long, you know, there's no like fun. Like, let's go screwing around in the yard for a little while. It's so oppressively hot that it, you know.
Yeah. You're from the Midwest, aren't you, Indiana?
Yeah.
You're a Hoosier.
That's right.
I was in Indiana this year. I was in Michigan City.
Oh, in the prison?
Michigan City.
In prison up there.
No,
I
was just in a Walmart, actually. Same thing. I was on the way to Chicago.
Like delivery, like on a route or something, or on vacation?
No, we went to visit my cousins in Chicago, but I bought an Easy Pass in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, yeah? How do you like that thing? Did it work for you?
No, it didn't work at all. Yeah. I filled it up, but the money didn't get taken out, so I got a full account.
There's a massive problem with it in Florida. We have the SunPass system here, and there's been a massive problem with the software. So they're sending out all these. We just got a ticket a few months ago from 2 years ago, a toll booth, one of those photo ticket deals.
Christy.
Yeah. You can't track down the number online anymore because it's something I paid 2 years ago. You know what I mean? So, but it reissued it.
Yeah.
There's just all these problems with the account.
Now that's something that the Russians would have done. That's something they would do.
Well, I helped the Russians do it, so I know that's true. Yeah. I mean, my name's Russ, so I was right there with him, me and Putin.
Yeah, that's something they would have done.
So now they're trying to, right now I think they've they have some moratorium they've granted on pending toll violations for now until they get it sorted out, and they're suing the contractor who, or the vendor, I guess, for whoever put this software in for them. That the legacy software didn't cross over, and they estimate they've lost $200 million out of the deal.
Yeah, they take Easy Pass now down there, I believe. Maybe that had something to do with it.
It might have been the one that
I think the Easy Pass works down there now.
Okay, guys, I think I will be able to play the George W. Bush. I will try it
right
now.
We must stop the terror. To stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you. Now watch this drive.
I love that guy.
He's great. He's one of the greatest that the Americans ever had.
You know, now he's
a good one. I like him.
Now, because Trump was so, an evil, incarnate of Satan, and brought out the story of how how Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush have become, father-son now. Well, now he's dead, but did you guys see that whole story when it was going around?
Yes, I think that Bill Clinton said that he took great advice from George Bush Sr.
They become best friends, another son to him or something, is what they said.
Yes, but both of those are perverts, because there was a few pictures a few years back of George Bush Sr. With an actress from Desperate Housewife. I think the actress is Terry Hatcher, but I may be wrong. And she was coming down of a limousine with George Bush Sr. on it, and you can see that he was spanking her in the butt when she was going her way. You know?
Oh,
yeah, I remember that. That's all. Who cares? He's just an old man. Jesus, give him a break.
Yes, of course, but just to say that
he ran a country. Can he grab an ass? Jesus.
I will never badmouth someone that that touched Terry Hatcher's ass. That is for sure.
Unless you had a big old cock swimming down there. Yeah.
She's probably lucky anyone paid any attention to her. Come on, let's get real.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yes, I know. It's just that it shows that those people, they stay in the old ways forever, you know. But of course, there is a lot to be said about Bill Clinton being friend with George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
They came from the same circle.
I took a picture of freaking...
They're all actors. They're all in the same club. They're all in the top elite club.
It's the wedding picture.
Yes, exactly.
I don't pay no mind.
And standing there with the Clintons, smiling, happy as can be. Of course, You gotta...
I don't pay no mind to those guys. I don't... It doesn't bother me whatever they say or do. I don't even think about it.
I think about it all the time. So I haven't slept in 7 years.
Well, I'll tell you, Trump has been in, a lot of people don't sleep. They are so obsessed with this guy, especially the ones that hate him. I don't really care about him one way or the other, but the people that hate him waste so much of their lives hating the guy, and it's so misdirected. It's amazing.
It's a testament
I'm talking
to the
about
power
smart
of the,
people.
It's a testament to the power of the media and the sophistication of the social media and the it's unbelievable. I didn't think it would be this fast. You know, I didn't think they'd be able to switch people over to, like, you know, two minute hate this quickly. But it's been gone pretty well. People lose their minds when they talk about
And the smarter they think they are, the more they lose their minds.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's really, yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's shameful.
But I like, Jali, I like your 15 minutes of hate. That's a good segment. I like that.
Yes, I will do it Friday also. I am currently taking some material from the guy's site, and I will do it. But then I also think about switching it to the 15 minutes of love, you know?
Oh, God.
And send some love to the guy, because sending hate is one thing, but maybe send him some love and something. But,
yeah, but
to
you
be
know,
honest, my ultimate...
In American talk radio, nobody loves that. People like the hate.
And
love doesn't sell here. In North America, it's got to be hate.
Yeah, it's easier to, it's far easier to galvanize people around something they're opposed to than something that they're in favor of.
Yes.
But I will really try never to insult the guy, and I don't really care about any of the personal info of the guy. I just want to poke fun at his little site. And to be honest, my ultimate goal is that he came to Fakeologist and do an audio with me. I will be so glad if the guy just came and...
Did he ever do audio before? Never on before. He used to be
No, I tried to get him on. I tried to get him on, but he talked... I finally talked to him directly, but he wouldn't let me record him. So, no, I did not record him. I do respect people's wishes. I did not record it, even for myself. But, yeah, he doesn't want to come on.
Yeah, there's plenty of people like that. Right? Oh. That's fine. Of course, you gotta...
He will. Eventually, he will. I guarantee you that he will.
Some people are very, you know, some people are very shy. Or just very private in that way. That's fine. You know.
He ain't shy.
But I would think that making a site trashing people's work kind of remove you the right to be shy, you know?
Nah. It's a test. It's a fan site.
Yes, it's a fan site.
Yeah,
and I take it as such.
Yeah, the only site I did not approve of is the guy that impersonated me and used my graphic, which of course is easy to do, but that I don't like, because impersonation is too confusing for most people.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Do not impersonate. Say you're me. I don't like that. It's too hard for. It's too hard for me to prove. Too hard for me to prove that it's not me. That's the problem. Because if they do a good job, then it's really tricky to say, no, I didn't say that. It's not me.
Like, yeah, right.
Yes,
don't do that.
Prove it.
Yes, and it's not like if you were selling clothing when you can have some special mark that will tell you that it's the genuine one, you know?
It's impossible. Yeah. Anyway, you deep fake it. Deep fake the mark, you know?
Yeah. Now, just to remind people, I do have my own Twitter server, thanks to Tryptamine. It's called, it's not a Twitter server, it's a Mastodon server. It's called fakeologist.social. Almost nobody's joined it, which is too bad, but I need everyone try and sign up and see if you can tweet some stuff there, or toot some stuff there, because I think it's going to replace Twitter. I'm hoping it replaces Twitter.
Replace Twitter. Open
that
Burger King. Burger King will
be
McDonald's one day.
And I am confident that Discord will fall one way or the other. Is it...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Original Simulant from Central Florida. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Oh, wonderful.
I didn't swing that.
Dude, it happens all... It's happened... This is not the first time this has happened. I guess you said it.
You hacked the system.
I know. It's like a techno.
It's a glitch.
I can hack the system to where it does that when I'm on the thing, but somehow I also can't hack it to not pocket invite everyone on my friends list or something, you know?
Well done. Well done, Danger Rust. I like Danger Rust better.
Yeah, it's easier, right? But I should
have. Yeah, but is it too hard or
now
one?
Too far in the brand. too, I guess. I don't, you know. But now I'm in the brand, right? I can't, it's too early for brand split.
So. Yeah.
And I'm going to get somebody
to, I kind of run both. I run.
Yeah, that's fine.
Psychologists, they kind of run together. Because I can't, I'm having a problem changing the email from Ab to Fakeologist in WordPress. It's deep in the database. I can't, I don't have time to get it out, but, so I run both.
I'm going to have, like, two of me for different audios. I'll have, like a black guy do my other, do the other one, you know, whoever.
Yeah. Everyone needs a backup.
Do you remember that guy, you remember on Howard Stern, Ab, I can't, this was years ago. It was like the Howard Stern TV show. Did you ever watch that one? Not the one.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched
Howard TV. It was terrible, but I watched it.
I remember he had this guy on who, like, owed the mob all this money, so he had to, like, work 100 hours a week and give the, give, like, this bookie, you know, 99% of everything he made.
AJ Benza?
I can't remember his name. Like, I was trying to figure out. But, like, he would do humiliating things for money so that he would get, you know. Oh, sorry, my GPS is kicking on.
Stuttering John?
No, I said, no, sorry, my GPS is kicking on.
Are you talking about Stuttering John?
No. Mm-mm. It was some guy, it was not a regular. I was going to look it up. I just thought you might know offhand.
No, not off the top of my head. I know most of the characters there, but I don't know that one. They talked to Sammy the Bull. Was it Sammy? No, Harry, the guy under protection from the mob. What was his name? Harry? Not
Sammy Gravano?
No, from Goodfellas.
Harry Hill. Henry Hill.
Yeah, it was the guy.
Yeah,
that was the guy. They talked to him all the time.
Talked to Double A all the time.
Double A, yeah. They got rid of him. He must have said.
He kind of sucked. I liked,
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Hey, it's Double A here. Hey, Howard. Hey, Howard. Hey, Double A.
Like, high pitch.
Yeah.
High pitch Eric and...
His Whack Packers back in the day were better than now. I don't really listen now, though, at all, so...
I didn't know he had a new Whack Pack.
Well, I don't think... Well, he's got his staff that he whacks on, like, Sal. I never really liked Sal. I never really liked JD. I thought he's just stupid. He's not even funny, so.
You like that?
I gave up on the show. Well, yeah, Artie. The show, I almost gave up in 20. When Artie left, that was it for me. I was done, really. That's been 10 years. I can't believe it's been that long.
I remember when I first saw him on, when he had his New York show, his New York TV show. I was on real early in the morning when I was in middle school, and I used to get up on Sunday morning.
Yeah, Channel 9 show.
For my paper route, yeah. And I would get up extra early so I could watch that shit. And then my dad started watching it with me when I'm like 7th grade or something. So those are good memories. We thought that shit was hilarious, which it was. I mean, homeless Hollywood.
It was good old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I agree. It was toilet humor at its best.
I've never seen anything like it.
Lowbrow toilet humor.
Yeah. It was... revolutionary.
I like how Velicet from the fartpodcast.com, I like how he's listening to all the old stuff. That's a new generation getting involved in pretty good radio.
Listening and recording too, right? Or chronicling. You've got them all.
Well, he's grabbing a lot of the drops, the sound effects.
Yeah, I think he's also like archiving all the episodes, so I missed that.
Yeah.
They said there's some, like, span, some period that there's just nothing. Like, you can't find them anywhere. I wonder if that's still the case. Some stretch from a few years where none of them were available.
I don't know.
Yes, but that happened with many products, because I remember that a friend of mine used to have all the UFC on DVD, and there was, like, I think it was from 17 to 38, and it was almost impossible, because there was never edited on a... real DVD, you know, you can burn them yourself, but get the real one was impossible.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the same with videotapes back in the day. It took me a long time to get a copy of Elvis's last concert, and it was about a tenth generation copy of a videotape. It was horrible. But it was still, you could still see.
Yes.
Barely.
Yes, I used to talk a lot with the Jehovah's Witness when I was young, because they always give you some free VCR tape that you can write a movie on top of it, you know?
Yeah, they have some cool conspiracy stuff, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, yeah. I was just there for the free videotapes.
Oh, yeah. Does the New World Order concern you? It does now.
So I think it will be great to watch those tape once, but I never took the time to read those propaganda, because when you are younger, you don't really see the point of this whole organization.
Well,
yeah, I'm older and I don't see the point sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, but I admire the fact that they can have all this workforce, this young workforce to put at work and send them across the world to propagate
the Mormons, the Mormon Church, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. The Jehovah's Witness are another one.
Yeah, those are two hardcore campaigners to spread the word. Yeah.
Yes, I think that the Mormons even started to baptize dead people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They got all kinds of good stuff. They're all tied into intelligence too, big time. With the Mormon. Go on, buddy. Sorry. Sorry, the Lyft drivers.
Maybe we should go door to door with Fakeology.
Evangelizing the gospel of Fakeology.
Why not?
Well, no, it's fine. Running a cult is like the U.S. government. There's probably nothing it endorses more than starting your own cult. So,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Well, if you can get that tax free exemption, you're home free.
How can you not? I mean, what do you have to? You can't be that hard to qualify for it, right?
No, but Scientology. They were. If you listen to the story about Scientology, they were doing everything legal and illegal to get Scientology as a religion, to get them tax exempt. I don't know. Did that ever go through?
Yeah, it did. They wanted the religious. Part of theirs was being classified as a religion too, not just the tax exempt thing. You can get tax exempt and not be a religion, you know. But they wanted the official recognition of being a religion or something as well.
Yeah, but what is the financial reason for that?
I don't know. I mean, you can be how hard could they have been? The Temple of Set with Michael Aquino was a 501(c)(3). So or C3. So how hard could it be to convince the IRS that you're, you know, a religion or whatever, or legitimate. Mm.
But Scientology face a lot of backlash in Europe. I think that they are in a lawsuit in France. And I think that's, and I am really not sure, but I think that they were declared a sectorial movement in some European country. So they are not in good press there.
Supposedly
yeah, they
not,
got a lot more convincing
Russia.
In Europe. You guys have a lot more experience with religion than we do over here. You've been doing it longer.
Yes, and also we have so many traumas with sex and all that, you know. We always have those kind of people in there. You always have the offset of Christianity, like the Mormon for that. Not the Mormon, the Amish, like the Amish for that matter. The Amish originally came from Switzerland. In the limitrof region, yes, and the border region of Switzerland and Germany, those people were supposed to be to having a hard time there, and they moved to the New World.
Right. Yeah.
Well, same with the Quakers. You're Anabaptist. Yeah.
Same with the Quakers. They were considered nuts over in Europe, and they landed in Massachusetts. Right. Isn't that the Quaker religion? Richard Nixon was a Quaker.
Oh, yeah.
They were hardcore nuts. Europe wanted them out.
Well, you know. The New World's got to be founded, you know, by slaves somehow. So you get slaves and send over criminals, slaves, and religious freaks to
populate
your new world.
No wonder we're, get rid of them from the old world. Yeah,
Who else would they send?
Send us your cast outs.
Who else is going to come over here to do it? Who's going to be like, oh, my freedoms, you know? I've got to get out of this oppressive religious shit. It's just, I'm sure Ben, it was just it was still dialectics. People, who was going to, who could get rid of everything, whatever meager shit stuff they had, who was willing to just do that? To come here?
Nobody,
Nobody. So you have to send, what, criminals? Of course.
And well, you got to take away, you got to take away their food like the Irish and... Whenever I go through a really bad winter, like, our winter just ended this week in Canada. It started last October. It just sort of ended right where we are right now. Today's the warmest day of the year, and it's only 75 right now in Fahrenheit. And every time I think about that, I think, who the heck would come here to settle in this country from Europe? Like, who? It's freezing cold. Humid. The weather's really bad here most of the year. Who the hell would they get? And the farming season's about 3 months. So if you didn't make any food in 3 months, you'd starve in the winter. Who would do that? Who would come here?
Criminals.
Yeah, you'd come here.
No one goes there. No one by choice is who goes there.
Yeah.
Right?
They even gave the land away over here. I said, here, you can have 100 acres.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that doesn't sound like such a... It's not 100 acres. I'm like, oh, man, sweet. But if you had like 100 acres, then maybe that'd be like, God, what a pain in the ass. I only want 2 acres.
100 acres of bad land, bad dirt, rocks.
And I got to work it all?
Scrub. Crap.
Yes, and also one thing that that I can say is that I already said that on a previous audio, but anyway... There is this town called Novo Friburgo in Brazil that was founded by a Swiss immigrant. And those people, they did not choose to go to Canada or those cold places. No, no, no. They were logic. They go to Brazil where the climate was better. So I really failed to see the point of people wanted to go to the colder places, you know?
Yeah. Well, they were closer, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Not just cold. They're like... polar. I mean, it's freezing cold. Like, freezing cold in the northern United States.
You can't function. You can't function in the winter without a lot of heat. And they're always accusing Canada and the northern states of burning too much gas for greenhouse gas bullshit. Well, if you can think of a better way to stay warm other than combustion, good luck. Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, when it's negative 20.
There's no sun here in the winter. Oh yeah,
it takes a lot of to keep the house tolerable. Yeah,
takes a lot of combustion, man. I'm not giving up my combustion and freezing to death. No way.
Or maybe you will have to eat in the end because they will tax all the eating produce so much that you will end up having no option.
No, they try to. Every time they try and do that, we have a Boston Tea Party. That never flies.
Yo, Boston Tea Party never gets brought up as a false flag, does it?
Yeah, that's the classic false flag. Well, any tax that they try and ram through is the only thing that motivates people to get mad.
Yes.
And I think that wasn't the Boston Tea Party about taxing and tea? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yes.
We didn't learn that.
And that is also the case with the Yellow Vest movement in France.
Yeah,
that is
quietly
dying down, I will say. But the fact is, in the first event of the protest, it was supposed to be about some new taxation on gas, and it quickly spread to a more general discontent of the population. But at start, it was just about some gas tax.
It's always about the gas tax, always. Energy, stuff you can't live without. The farmers need their diesel to run their machines. They can't get around it. There's no way to avoid it. And they're not paying any tax on that. They're not paying more tax.
Yes, and a few years back, there was also this tax that was put together by the French government. And it was called the eco-tax. And they put those things on the road that you were supposed to go under and supposed to register your passage and help establish the taxation. And the farm people from the France, they just destroyed all those displays, those apparels that were put on the side of the road, and they protested so bad, so bad that the French government totally backtracked, and they even had to pay a fee to the organism that was supposed to administer the tax.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I'm pulling into my driveway. Have a good night. Thanks for the audio chat. You made my drive a lot easier, even though it was a long way today. But have a good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, thank you very
see
much.
See you tomorrow, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see you
exactly.
Tomorrow on your weekly show.
Yes, that we will start with the proverbial 15 minutes of eight for our good friend questioning your reality.
Yeah, let's hope he gives you some material to work with. Got to make sure he keeps it up.
Oh, there is always. I can go into the archives. I have a lot of imagination.
Yeah.
And
he's got a lot of archives, you're right.
Yes, I still need to pick a difficult English word to say faster 20 times and to challenge him to do better than me, but I will find it, no problem.
Good man. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.
So, yes, we were speaking with a fakeologist for, I think, a good hour at that.
I wouldn't say it was good.
Yeah. I am always happy to talk with Ab. And he is always having some kind word for me, so I am enjoying that because I am sometimes insecure about some of the things that I am doing here. So it's always good to have someone comforting you in what you believe in.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely, man. It really is. It really is. So, yes. You know, that's one of the things people don't do enough is support each other. You know, tell each other they've done a good job and stuff. And be supportive in that way.
Yes. Yes, and also it's easy to criticize someone. It's way, way more difficult to teach him to do the things better.
Yeah, you don't even think about it, you know. The criticism is what comes to mind, and then you never even think about like what could you tell them that would benefit them. Or
yes,
you know?
Yes. But as I am a bit insecure, I will continue to do those 15 minutes. Because in the end, I just want to hear the guy speak a bit in French, because he's making fun of my English. So I want to challenge him to speak a bit in French.
Well, when you're... Uh-oh.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I don't want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm the Phoenician from Kentucky. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That was the long-awaited bumper of the Phoenician. And yes, I know that it's silly and it's a lot of time in the end to engage each and every one people that will trash me or what I am doing here. But I think that I am stupid enough and I had enough free time to engage them on some ways. And it can be very productive, like I saw with Unreal. Because in the end, it was just a misunderstanding, I will say. So it's always good to engage people that start to engage you. You don't get to go down to their level and start to make personal attack or mocking any feature that they have that is different from you. No, I just think that it's good to criticize and it can always be constructive, but there is a limit. There is a limit where poking fun at someone start to be mean and uncalled for. So that is something that I always dislike in life. I always dislike people that pick on other people for whatever reason. You know? It's like if you were in school, would you poke fun at the kid that has a strange accent? Or would you help him speak the language better? You know, it's the same thing with everything in life.
Being a bully is being a bitch, really. You know?
Yes, yes. Yes, and it's also a great sense of insecurity because it shows that aggression and being mean is just a way to hide the fact that you are insecure and that you're still working out some things in your mind and you want to take it out on other people.
Maybe. I mean, it could be, you know, but or it could be like, it could be not so much psychologizing behind it at all. It could be just a good way to prove that you're a fucking asshole, you know? Like, maybe that's, and you're socially, you're maladapted socially, you know? Maybe that's,
yes.
You know, maybe it doesn't hide anything, maybe it just exposes everything, you know? So, I don't know, but in the end, no one should be, aspire to it, so.
Yes,
no one aspires
yes,
to the bully.
Yes. And also to cut short all those talk and those accusations and those things, I decided to reveal my real name, and my picture is up there for a few weeks now, but I put on the Discord server my real name and even my birth date, so I am now, I think, untouchable in that sense. You can call me a shill of you all you want, but anyway, it's not difficult to find what is my real life. And to see that I am not taking any money from anyone for being there.
Well, you know, to the person that, the problem with that stuff is that the person that believes that already there's no evidence that's ever going to convince them otherwise, you know what I mean? They can always figure something out and say, oh, this is all bullshit or something, you know? So, I don't know. It's just tough because, you know, when a person's mind is made up, then there is no evidence that will satisfy it. You know,
so. Oh, yes, of course. I know that. But it's also for an external use, kind of, you know, for the eyes of the viewer. Because in a way, you will see that one part is straightforward and ready to divulgate some personal info because he has nothing to hide. And people will see that the other part are shady and hiding behind the fake identity and those kind of things. So it's just a way for myself to put forward the fact that it's me. It's really me. And all the people that will engage me on that, that's not them, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. It's for sure. It does lend to that authenticity, right? So because in the ACT realm, it's shocking how easy it is to overlook, or how often you see people, they'll overlook something like, they'll accuse someone of, you know, like, well, why do you don't use your real name or something, you know? But this person making the accusation doesn't use their real name either. It's freaking crazy.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Don't you, like, the hypocrisy is incredible.
Yes. And I think that telling my real name and putting my picture is a way to cut that short. At least with me.
Well, I'm willing to give, you know, send anyone a stool sample. There.
It's funny that you say that. I've heard on a podcast, but I cannot remember which one at the time, a lady that was a professional dominatrix, you know? And the lady was saying that she regularly send a stool sample to some guys around the world, and that they pay big money for that.
Well, my wife, I gotta get my wife in on that deal. Huh.
I already tried to talk my fiance into selling her used panty, but to no effect.
No, yet. They don't even need to be yet. They don't even need to be used. And also, you don't need her approval. Hey, when you're married, the property's equal. Just sell it if you want. You're like, where's all my underwear? Don't worry about it.
yes, but I thought that it was a funny couple activity that we could have together, find some perverts and sell them panties.
Oh, yeah. All right, man, well, I'm just about pulling home from work, too, so I got to get off here.
Okay, thank you very much. So, now that I am alone, I don't see the point of going on longer anymore. I will do that tomorrow, so I will not burn all my ammunition this Thursday night. So, bye everyone. You have been listening to Gary's, and my real name is Benoit Clair from Geneva, Switzerland, and this has been Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. Bye everyone, and don't...
That's all, folks.